owner and the head coach. Joining us on the ticket hotline, we have the Cowboys owner and GM, Jerry Jones. Morning, Jerry.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good deal. Good deal.
Well, congratulations on a win and a successful, for the most part, opening of the stadium.
Well, I thought it went pretty well. The game was good. And I wanted to win for sure, and I told Wade that we were going to win that game. If he had to keep my starters in for four quarters, he was going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I was so confident we were going to win, I had over 50 grand riding on that game.
Jerry, I think that's illegal.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. But I did several things that were very fan-friendly. Very fan-friendly. I lowered the price of a Coca-Cola from $20 to $14. I gave him a break on parking. I lowered that from 82 to 75.
Oh, that's nice.
And I lowered the expectations for the team this year from 16 wins to 8.
Why'd you do that?
Well, Wade is still coaching. So I also made the stadium more family-friendly by pricing out the dirty poor people. Because poor people will knife your family in a heartbeat if they think there's a buck in it.
Oh, I think we also have the head coach joining us now on the ticket, Wade Phillips. Morning, Wade.
Morning. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Wade.
How about them Cowboys, huh?
I tell you, let's not get too excited. Yeah. It's only one win, and it's a preseason.
Yeah,
right?
But we did it, Jerry. We won it. We're undefeated at home, and Tennessee's a good team, Jerry. They made the playoffs last year. Does that mean we're going to make the playoffs this year, Jerry?
You better hope for your sake you do.
Well, you know, it must have been my pregame speech. I told you guys, hey guys, let's get to go. Let's let the Cowboys ride.
Oh, that again.
Oh, how many times are we going to hear that speech?
And I'll be dang, Jerry, if they didn't ride. I'm so proud of them. I'm surprised they didn't carry me off the field, Jerry. That's a big win. Biggest win in Cowboys history.
I don't think they can lift you, Wade.
Well, that could be. But anyway, Jerry, I wanted to dedicate that win to you and your new stadium.
Well, I sure do appreciate it, Wade. And, although I know I'm probably going to regret asking you this, I want you to feel like you have some input in this franchise. Do you have any recommendations or anything that you liked about the stadium or didn't like or improvements you'd like to make?
Well, now that you mention it, Jerry, that scoreboard, I'm not worried about it being too low, you know, so it blocks those punts.
Uh-huh.
By the way, does that count as a blocked punt for us that we got that thing blocked the other night?
No.
I'm trying to pad your stats there, Wade.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't mind it blocking punts, Jerry, but is there a way you could put a food menu up on there so I could see what we got to eat? And speaking of food, Jerry, I don't know about your menu items out there.
What's wrong?
Well, there's nothing on that menu with buttermilk on it. Now, one thing, Jerry, like a buttermilk burger. You ever have one of them, Jerry?
Never heard of such a thing.
That's where you take 2 pounds of Angus beef and you dump about a coffee can of buttermilk on it. Oh, that's good eating, Jerry. I couldn't get any catfish out there either. We need some fork tender catfish out there, Jerry. I like catfish. I like to catch them and I like eating them too, Jerry.
I bet you do, Wade. We'll see what we can do about those menu items.
And by the way, Jerry, a hamburger shouldn't cost someone $12. I'm the lowest paid coach in the NFL. I can't afford a $12 hamburger, Jerry.
Well, I think we got free burgers for you, Wade.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good then. Outside of that, though, that's a pretty stadium, though, Jerry.
It was nice, and as great as the game was, I walked away from there with a huge punch list for that stadium.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. There's so many things there that we had to get the contractor back out there to work on. They slopped some paint on the floor on the second level, a few loose tiles, and the bathroom fixtures are chrome, and I ordered brushed nickel.
Well, seems like you would have noticed that, but
I got another idea for your punch list there, Jerry.
What's that?
You got to get rid of those low-flush toilets in the coach's dressing room.
Why's that?
It sure as heck can't handle what I'm dishing out.
God.
You better get a plumber down there, Jerry. That's a mess.
All right, I'll get Steven to go down there and run a snake down that thing.
That's good, Jerry. Outside of that, though, it was a good night. We won. We got a pretty stadium. It's all good, Jerry. It's all good.
We are excited, and we're petitioning the NFL right now. We don't want to raise that video screen. We just want to raise the stadium by about 10 feet.
There you go, Jerry.
Seems always more difficult.
All right, Wade, hang up the phone and go get the plunger.
Right now?
Yes, I'll meet you down there.
Okay, see you later, Jerry.
All right, so long.
Oh, there they are, Jerry and Wade.
A little side comment from Jerry afterwards.
I guess they sounded happy.
Yeah, hey, got a big win and opened the stadiums. Mm-hmm. It is all good right now, Cowboy Land.
All right, it is 8:45 here on...